Tradition holds that the first gospel handed down to us is according to Mark. Not only is Mark's narrative the first of the four gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's the shortest with the number of chapters. Today's chapter is in chapter 8, right smack dab in the middle. And really, it's interesting because this is the center of everything when Jesus pops the question, "Who do you say that I am?" Now, this passage does more than just challenge the disciples to define Jesus. It challenges us, here and now to make a declaration of faith, not just with a formula of words from our lips, but with our actions that speak louder than our words. What good are works when they're not accompanied with faith? So how do we do that? Well, Jesus offered an answer that many don't really want to hear. "Whoever wishes to be my disciple to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Jesus isn't offering his followers the easy way out. What he's offering requires sacrifice, hardship, suffering, even death itself. Carrying a cross, bearing a burden, even to the point of persecution and death. For many Christians in our world today, the cross involves punishment and imprisonment, and possibly even death for declaring oneself a follower of Christ and his church. But closer home in this room, the cross is very different. It isn't necessarily made of wood. So to take up our cross can mean carrying the cross of mercy. When it's so much easier and gratifying to hate, our cross takes on the form of forgiving others and praying for them and loving them. It means carrying the cross of patience, living with 1,000 setbacks and annoyances, and yet performing acts of kindness and generosity and love. Maybe it means carrying the cross of self-sacrifice, caring for someone, lending a helping hand or lending a listening ear, perhaps a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia, or a person who is so needy and always calls upon us. And it still might be a crisis in our family, a betrayal by our friend, a serious illness that is crippling us. A great old hymn tells us that whatever our cross may be, it's not something to be borne like a heavy weight. It's to be lifted up in triumph. "Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, to all the world adore his sacred name. Recall the words in Scripture, the Lord loves a cheerful giver." Another thought is the cross allows you and me to give our suffering, our heartaches, our headaches, a purpose. And I think the most important question to ask about the cross is not what is my cross or how heavy does my cross feel. I think the important question to ask ourselves is, for whom do I carry my cross? You know, you and I have the freedom to offer the suffering we cannot avoid for the sake of someone else. It's called redemptive suffering. We can offer the pain of dealing with a long-time illness for the sake of our family, or for a grandchild who's lost his or her way, or for a dear friend who has a problem with addiction. When you and I offer our suffering for the sake of someone else, it gives suffering a purpose, and it really makes suffering redemptive. And so that's what Jesus talks about, taking up the cross. So what does that mean? Taking up means we are in charge. And so in our daily walk with God, hopefully we make the sign of the cross, we rise in the morning and we retire at night. In our daily walk with God, we have the perfect opportunity to tell God, "God, use my pain, use my heartache, my headache, my discomfort for this person or for this purpose." I can say, "I take up my cross today for the benefit of my cousin or the victims of war, or tragedy, or disaster, or persecution, abuse, or torture, or most especially for world peace." Many of our shut-ins, when they receive Holy Communion, offer their communion for the making of what is lacking in the body of Christ. And so when you and I take up the cross with a purpose, we're following step by step with Jesus. Jesus took up his cross every step of the way. He took up his cross for you and me. So for whom can we carry our cross? Suffering has a purpose that will not destroy us. It can change pain and sorrow and tears into an offering. It can make an instrument of death, an opportunity for life, love, and hope.